finest orchards across the country. Each sip burst with a vibrant blend of flavors. That's sure to awaken your taste buds and brighten your day. Picture this. You're basking in the early morning light, a chilled glass of citric splash juice in hand, brimming with nature's best flavors. Every gulp like a refreshing dip in a cool, sparkling pool. And here's something for the heart as well as the palate. With every bottle of Citric Splash you enjoy, we contribute to local community gardens.
Well, that's a bit difficult to go ahead and explain, actually, because the last project I had, I actually had to do an American accent. And, you know, in the beginning when I started, it was rather, you know, fun. And I thought, this is going to be great, you know, just do my American accent, read a few lines here and there. And then what you don't realize about an audiobook is that it's so long and so vast that you've got to be able to read for prolonged periods of time. And it's sometimes almost nerve-wracking because, you know, you have to maintain your pronunciations. You've got to make sure you're sounding American. You've got to make sure you're reading the right lines. And if you do make mistakes or, you know, something like that, you've got to go back and try and read it the same, because you can't even go like and try and patch in things, right? When it comes to audiobooks, you either do the whole line or the whole paragraph again, or it's nothing. So yeah, I think I did a book for Cuckoo FM, which is an app-based FM podcast / audiobooks platform, wherein I did a book on the Russian and Ukraine war that was ongoing at that point in time. This was back in, I think, 2023, if I'm not mistaken, in and around April. And I think that was one of the most challenging audiobooks that I've ever done, because of the mere fact that it was in an American accent. And trying to maintain the accent consistently throughout the book, plus being able to, you know, maintain prolonged sessions of reading, as well as editing, as well as making sure that it sounds right. There's no mispronunciations, no variations in words. Making sure that when I said it a certain way before, it's said the same way again, especially on repeat words, because you can't sound different every time you read. And the very fact that, you know, there's a lot of times where you can't just do the whole book sitting down in one session, right? You've got to go ahead and give it some time. You sometimes end up working 2 to 3 days later on the same book. Because, I mean, unless you do have the time and you do it every day, well, that makes it a little easier. Or if you do it in one big go, which quite honestly for me was too hard. So I just went ahead and like did it in parts. And especially because I was doing a day job at the same time. So it was a bit more hard for me to like try and find a dedicated time to go ahead and just sit down and record all day or all night long. Plus the challenges of like, the place where I lived in at that point in time, it was quiet, yeah, but not always quiet. It had its fair share of like cars, buses, and people, birds, animals, just making noises randomly. And since I was working out of my own studio, it was a bit more challenging because I had a great setup. Like the mic was on point, the sound card was on point, the built PC was on point, but the environment around me probably was the biggest challenge. And it being a home studio, and since I'd rented out the house, you know, I didn't really have too much of room to be able to go ahead and do a lot of soundproofing and stuff like that, which is important when you're trying to record audio, especially. You need a detained room, which basically means you need zero sounds when you're not speaking. You can't have small background noises, hissing of the fans, or you know, air conditioner being on, stuff like that. So you need it to be dead silence, right? And then I think the most annoying part for me was that I would record like